Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Annie does us a favor every Monday night, and this week it's going to be Monday and Tuesday.
Lucky yes. Me.
Double special duty.
Do you see me crying right now?
She stays up late and watches The Bachelor just to catch us up.
Annie's obsessed. She gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed. Don't call her Monday night.
Nope.
The president of Bachelor Nation.
Yep.
If you didn't know.
Now you know.
Don't get her started on Supermarket Joe.
That's her boy.
Annie's obsessed.
Now, before we get started, last week we were left with Colton jumping a gate.
It was a fence, a 10-foot fence.
It's a gate if you can open it. And Chris Harrison did that.
There was a little button you just had to push.
He jumped a 10-foot fence.
Honestly, it was impressive.
It was like 8 feet.
He's got ups.
My man's got core strength regardless.
Yeah. So Annie, catch us up. What happened?
Guys, I just want to say I can't believe it's finally over. No more cups of coffee at 8 p.m. You hear me, Chris Harrison? You cannot take me down anymore. There's two things I want you guys to know about last night.
Okay.
Batchy producers can make 2 minutes of footage into a two-hour fiasco.
Oh, dear.
I love it.
And Colty Baby is going so rogue. It's like watching America's Sweetheart lose it. Like a little Lindsay Lohan, Miley Cyrus.
Oh, boy.
Ish.
America's Sweetheart.
You just love to see him change it up, you know? We kick off this two-night finale. Live audience, you know that they have to do that. So 2 hours last night, 2 hours tonight. For those of you doing the math at home, that's 4 hours that I have
life.
To watch. Of Bachelor Madness.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
And we start out what happened after that iconic fence jump scene.
We're out in the middle of nowhere, Portugal, and he is nowhere to be found. It's 11:40 at night.
No, we don't have him this way. We're going to look through the brush a little more.
We're going to have to. I mean, we have no idea where the guy is. All right, well, we're gonna look for another 20 or 30 minutes, then I'll have to call the police.
I have a question. You can't answer it because I know what your answer is going to be. How set up was this?
Completely.
Okay.
He's in the production tent eating finger sandwiches is where he is.
Find my friend app.
Okay. Go on, Annie.
So I'm going to set the scene for you guys. They are in Portugal in the middle of nowhere, and it's Chris Harrison and a zillion producers and camera people just running around these random streets. Half of them are in cabs. Half of them are running with microphones. It's truly a sight
oh
to
my
see.
God.
They're looking for a lost dog.
No, literally.
Waldo!
When they finally catch up with Colty Baby, he tells Chris Harrison that he's done.
What if the bottom line is she's just not that into you?
I think she loves me. I think she's scared to admit that. And I'm not.
So like a man.
This week has obviously been much different than what I planned on it to be. I didn't expect any of this. But I came here for love, and I found it. I feel like life without Cassie wouldn't be complete. I feel like Cassie completes me right now.
Yes, the words that she has told me, I do not believe I'm going to believe my feelings.
So he's saying he's done being the Bachelor and he just wants to be with her.
Wow.
But she said no.
Chris Harrison going, well, what if she's just not that into you is the best part of the entire
awesome.
Thing.
Speaking truth.
So I need you guys to realize this has never happened in the Bachelor franchise.
Okay.
He tells Cassie he loves her, right? Mm-hmm. Where there's still two other girls left.
Yeah.
And she tells him no. And then he goes and breaks up with the two other girls. So he knows what he has to do at this point. He just told the entire world he's in love with Cassie, only wanted it to be her at the end. He just forgot to tell the two other girls that are still there waiting in Portugal.
They're still
in their
sitting
rooms.
In their fantasy suites going, okay.
So he goes to Tasia and Hannah G's room and breaks the news, and it is brutal. The tears are flowing, but the evil genius, Chris Harrison, he makes them face each other at this live audience. First time on stage in front of a crowd. It's truly a form of cruel and unusual punishment, and I am here for it. So Tasia's pretty calm on stage, but Hannah G is not holding back.
My palms are sweating.
She is coming for Colty Baby's neck.
And I think it is what it is, but I'd be lying if I said it didn't feel like a slap in the face seeing you tell Cassie that you thought about her while you're with other people.
That's what the show is!
He basically was like, Cassie, I'm thinking of you every time I'm with these other women, which you cannot say, which is really bad. So I just need to have a little justice for Hannah G, okay? She didn't even get to explore Portugal. She sat in her room the entire time.
Well, that's her fault. Sometimes you just got to take the bull by the horns.
And she got broken up with on national television, but her and Tayshia looked so beautiful, and there's nothing better than looking like a whole meal in front of your ex. Am I right, ladies?
She could have got out of that gate anytime. It's easy to open.
Do you think that they could have a double bachelorette? With the two ladies?
They could. It would be like double shot of love.
Look at
Annie's face.
There we go. It's like a VH1 show. So what will happen tonight? Will Colty Baby chase after his girl, Cassie? Will he ever lose his virginity? Stay tuned, kids.
Oh, that's a good one. I love it. I need to go watch that video now of them facing each other. Oh.
I wish people could see how hard you like neck rolled while you're doing your recaps.
I'm
you
like, listen.
Much like my eye rolls, you can hear her.
You can totally hear it. All right, Annie, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.